Good morning, good morning, good morning, and it is time now for Tech Talk, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. Charles Miller, Charles Mall. Gentlemen, good morning, how are we doing?
Good morning.
Well, doing well. Made it through this little fog. Went as foggy as last Saturday, but it was still foggy for me.
I didn't mind that fog at all. I kind of liked that. I didn't ride my motorcycle, though. Yeah. I don't do that in the fog.
Yeah. I was at this physical rehab place yesterday, and next to this guy who had a motorcycle mishap.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He was trying to accelerate, getting past this girl who ran a stop sign or something, and he didn't quite make it. It clipped him, and
still
he went
got
tumbling.
Him.
Yeah. So he messed up his foot, and so anyway.
Yeah, you just have to be so cautious on these things. I mean, even at a stoplight, you could just be sitting there, and next thing you know, you're sideswiped. It can happen. You just got to really watch. And I always look in my mirrors. If I see someone approaching me from the back, and they're at a really high rate of speed, you know, I usually, I'll take a right, even if I was going straight, just to get out of the way, because you never know.
Right. You got to be aware of the conditions, too. You know, like fog, you just don't move very fast, and you take your time. And
yeah. This is actually the worst season right here for motorcycle riders.
Is it?
And I'll tell you why, because we just came out of winter, and they've put a lot of sand on the roads.
Yeah.
And sand is the worst thing for motorcycles, just telling you. And you see a lot of accidents. I was talking to the emergency helicopter guy, you know, that flies for us here in town, and he's a really nice man. He was telling me this is the worst time of year for that, because that sand is all over the roads. And then he mentioned, you know, watch out for vultures and things that are eating dead animals on the road, because they'll jump up in you. Guess they had a guy in Flight for Life that one hit him right in the chest and left its talons in the guy. So you just got to be really super careful about how you ride and wear a helmet. Dadgummit.
Please do.
All right, anyway.
We got some calls coming in, believe it or not. Let's go to them right now. Good morning. You're on the air with Tech Talk. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm replacing an older Mac OS with a newer refurbished Mac OS that I purchased online. I didn't really want to take data directly from the older Mac because it was having a problem. I've got all my documents and pictures and so forth stored in iCloud. Can I download these documents from iCloud directly to the newer computer?
If you've got your backup up there, you sure can, because that's what the iCloud's for. It's supposed to keep track of all your stuff and bring it right back down.
Great. Do I just log on to iCloud from the newer computer, and then is there some command or what?
Well, actually, when you put the operating system on, you know, like you're updating it, and then it, you know, the iCloud is one of the things that it'll ask you. I mean, it's part of the operating system, and you just basically just, once you load that, you know, it knows who you are, because you're going by your ID. And then you basically go through the process of getting stuff off your old machine. And if you have any questions, just Google it.
And iCloud, you know, I deal with iCloud because I have an iPhone. iCloud has all your backups in files and folders. But when you go in there, you can sync those. It'll ask you to sync those with your new device. And so that'll be new software. So when you sync it, it should bring everything that's in the cloud back to that computer.
Yeah, including
that's
the apps.
Wonderful.
Including the apps, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
If I had like 30 gigabytes in the iCloud, will it require that much bandwidth?
It'll take a little while.
It'll take a little while, yeah.
Yeah, 30 gigabytes is a pretty good little chunk, but it'll do it.
Depending on how fast your internet is, too, that's going to be a key factor. If you're a guy out in the middle of rural who knows where, it could take days.
Yeah.
But if you're somebody who's got pretty fast internet, it should get there pretty quickly.
Okay, but it would take that much bandwidth for the download, whatever amount.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you could do it somewhere where there is high, you know, there's really good bandwidth, it would definitely speed it up. Because I do that sometimes. Okay. I'll bring it into my office to do that, you know, because I have a pretty fast connection.
If I'm trying not to tie up my house connection, I usually try to do all that at night when I'm sleeping.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just let it all come down.
If I was to bring this in to have it downloaded for me, is that something that could be done, or is that...
Sure, I help people with that. That's as a matter of fact, two or three times this week I've done that very thing.
Yeah,
is
really?
Basically take stuff and, you know, just walk you through it.
And you're speaking to Charles Mall there.
Charles Miller.
Yeah, Charles Miller. I have NBR Electronics. We won't have time to do all that. We're fixing medical equipment, but Charles Mall can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could meet you down here.
So where would I bring it, Charles?
Well, we could just meet, you know, just give me a call or send me an email and we'll set up a
rendezvous.
Tell me how to get to your email.
My email, you could just do the charles.mall@gmail.com. It's probably the quickest way.
And spell your last name for him, just in case.
Yeah, it's M-O-L-L. Okay. So charles.mall@gmail, and we'll work out the details with you.
charles.mall@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And he can help you with that. I'll tell you, it's a hard thing to sometimes try to get those things moved around. But having an IT guy that really knows, you know, where that stuff's located and how to read it, that's sure helpful.
Okay, so it's charles.mall@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'll send you an email. Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your call. All right, there you go. We got a happy customer to start off the day. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, transferring from machine to machine is a tricky wicket. You know, and from the phones, it's gotten really good. As a matter of fact, I lost my phone, what was it, Monday or Tuesday?
Again?
Yeah, again. So anyway, I said, boy, you know, I can't just be without a phone for a day because, you know, I went through, you know, pretty much of the day and here it was getting close to the end. So I traced all my steps and nobody reported it. So I said, I'm going to have to get me a backup phone, you know, because... Yeah. If this thing does show up, you know, I don't want to be a whole day without a phone because that's where most of my stuff comes through.
Yeah.
That's kind of where you live, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So I got an eMoto. So I'm learning a new phone right now. But it was really a good exercise for me on, okay, what do you do if you wanted a backup phone so that you can have your phones, you know, because your calls are still coming in. So it's going to your voicemail and everything's still coming in. So... On mine, there's a SIM card. You could just pull it out, stick it in another machine, but you know, if you don't have it, what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got a new. I got one of those Moto E's. You know, it's kind of a
nice little. Yeah,
it's a nice little phone. I was really pretty impressed with all the features. But once I hit my restore button, everything from Google, actually, because I did my backup with the built-in backup. And it brought my apps, it brought my data, it brought everything down. So, you know, it was really smooth.
Yeah.
It was very smooth. It's a lot better than it was like a couple of years ago. Cause
oh, yeah.
About every year I go through this whole transition. But now I can take my SIM card and pull it out and stick it in my other phone and got it. Because I did, you know, the next morning I got a call. It says, okay, we found your phone.
Good. So you did get it back.
I did get it back. Yeah. But I had everything working on that other phone the night before.
I see the advantage of Apple, and I say this only because I don't know that Samsung has their software to this level. I've not really studied it enough. But with Apple, if I was to lose my phone today, let's say I left it in a restaurant somewhere and someone picked it up, they got to try to get past my security to get into it. So you can't just go delete a phone now and then it goes back to factory. You can't do that with the newer phones.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, with mine, I can get into my iCloud from my computer or anywhere, somebody else's phone. I can just borrow their phone for a second and say, here, let me lock out my phone. And I can erase everything that's on that phone from where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time that person, if someone took it, turns it on, it immediately goes into erase mode and wipes the phone out.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also blacklists it immediately so that they can never use that phone. They can never take it to any AT&T or US Cellular, Sprint or T-Mobile or anywhere. Nobody will ever be able to use that phone. It's a brick at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I find it, I put a passcode in, and it'll bring that code up. And if you enter that code correctly, it'll put everything right back to the way it was. It'll pull it all down from the cloud and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice. So, now let me ask you this. You know, since I was describing how it works on the Android side, you know, where I actually have a SIM card, because not all machines are going to have you can't just pull it out and stick it in another machine. How would you actually create a backup phone that you could use, you know, in case yours?
Well, yeah, you just like you said. Yeah, you just do it. I would do another, get another phone and do a restore from the cloud onto that other phone, so they would be duplicated. I'd have two separate phones. All I have to do is move the SIM card from one to the other. But if I lost that phone, I could go to AT&T and get another SIM card in a minute. You know, they'll print you another one. And most generally, they don't charge to do that. You can slide that into your other card, and you're up and running again.
Oh, so that's it does.
The only drawback is you're going to have a SIM card.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're tied. You're tethered to their service.
Yeah, at some point, because you're not going to be able to duplicate a SIM card. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to do.
Right.
You can't have two SIM cards with the same number.
Right, so it's going to So you're going to move to the whatever SIM card you get.
Yes, yes.
And then you can move it back if you...
If you find it.
If you find it, but you have to go through them.
But what I would do is if I found my second phone, I would just take the SIM card out of the phone I just purchased that I got done at AT&T and slide it into that one and it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
But only thing is you just can't have two duplicated active SIM cards of the same number.
Right.
They don't do that because people would just go give their kids an extra phone and they would have an extra phone with that number. They just don't allow that to happen.
Right. Yeah, so the Android's the same way.
Yeah.
You know, it lets you wipe out the phone remote and get rid of anything.
Good.
But, you know, I suspect somebody picked this up and tried to probably get into it, but they couldn't get into it either.
Yeah,
that's so that's why it ended up back, you know, where I was. I think it was at the UPS store somewhere, you know, carrying some stuff, and it must have just fell out of my pocket. And so anyway, losing stuff is a trick.
Well, I'll tell you what, dude. We're going to try to get everybody to kind of remember where we put everything after I remember that I have to play commercials. So we're going to do that here in just a moment here, and we'll be right back after this 1 minute timeout.
This is Daryl Wooten, pastor of Spirit Church, inviting you to join us each Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 for church services on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Spirit Church is a place of love, joy, and peace, and we pray you'll receive all three during each Sunday's broadcast. Tune in each Sunday on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 at 9:30.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio@BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio@BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk. Our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. Charles Malt, Charles Miller, gentlemen, take it away.
Yeah, I was talking right there before the break. You know, one of the things that I think you see it, we just talked about a little bit during the break, is passwords. People forgetting passwords. You know, I had an individual come in yesterday. U.S. Cellular, I think, had sent him up to me. He had, it sounds like he travels. He's a truck driver or something. But his phone got damaged, so he could not access any of his data. So immediately, his thought was, well, I'll just plug it into a computer, copy everything over, and then move it over. But he couldn't remember his passwords.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, there's nothing anybody can do. If you can't remember it, I sure as heck am not going to know it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know you.
Yep.
And so your password could be your family name or something we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but they always want that to be the solution. You're going to be the guy that can get past this, but nobody can get past it. The security in all the phones nowadays
is so tight
that you're not going to do that. They've covered all those bases and fixed all those
problems. The other thing is, you know, people are starting to require this two-factor authentication.
Yes.
And so now you can't just use a password. You have to, it's got to be qualified through, like, your smartphone or your email or some other mechanism where it can, you know, it kind of figures out, okay, is it really you kind of thing?
Sure.
So I had to download this. Google's got this authenticator, you know, where it's an app that runs on my phone that basically you go in there and it sends to that authenticator and then it gives you a code and then you put that number in and that's how you get the thing authenticated. But, you know, there's all kinds of different mechanisms, but it's generally points to a smartphone. So if you don't have a smartphone, then they have, you know, sometimes you have no other option. So you're kind of out of pocket. You know, you just, so what do you do then? Because I had people, two people call me yesterday, and I had to go. First I said, well, I thought the authentication had to go through their phone. But I find out if I use this Google Authenticator, I put that, you know, it's a little QR code that shows up on the screen.
Yeah.
And you put your phone up there and it reads that QR code. And then it generates this code that I could put the number in, and it works fine. So I can do that for other people. I just didn't realize that until yesterday.
Well, me.
Yeah.
So that's handy, you know, that the Google's made it more generic. Yeah. But, you know, losing stuff. Like the other day I lost one of my earbuds. I had, you know, I've got two earbuds. And I got nice earbuds for Christmas. I said, I don't want to lose one. Well, I've come to find out this thing had a feature where it was actually two Bluetooth signals, you know, so they were working as independent.
Yeah.
So independent earbuds.
Yeah.
And so when I saw that option, it says, okay, find lost earbud. So it says, okay, which one do you want, the left or the right? You know, so you can actually determine which one it was, and then it traces it. You know, like you can look at the Google map, and this is the last place where we saw it.
Wow. Yeah, isn't that amazing how that technology has gotten to that point?
Well, that's what got me out of the really, you know, getting the cheap earbuds. I like having these nicer ones that have that kind of kind of features, because those little gadgets like that, so easy to.
Well, you know, when you get older like you and I, Charles, our memory starts to slip away. And I sing that song every morning, slip sliding away. When I'm looking for my keys, you know, I can't find it. My memory's gone, you know. But that's a sign of getting older, when you start losing stuff.
Right.
And they have to put it into your phone to be able to find your little devices, because we're creatures of habit of setting it down. But now you're not young and you don't remember where you set it down. Back when I was a kid, it is amazing. We can remember people's phone numbers for like years at a time. I can still remember my father-in-law's phone number, which I've never called that house since I've been, you know, here in Oklahoma. That house, he moved out of that house a long time ago, but I can still remember that old phone number. And it's still locked into my head. And so we did those back in the day, but now you don't. Nobody knows their kid's number. It's inside your phone. You don't ever have to think about that.
It's a lot different world these days.
So we've lost our memory capacity. I think we're all kind of going retarded on us, because our computers are doing everything for us.
Yeah,
you know.
I brought my little Kindle in, you know, which is, this has been my kind of my diehard keep track of everything kind of stuff, because when I started using Evernote, you know, on my phone originally, I started using Evernote everywhere. Like, I've got it on my machine because, you know, I have a hard time finding where I've been, you know. So I write it down and then I put it in Evernote so I can say, okay, let's see what I did. Yeah, I remember that, you know.
Yeah.
But I've organized it, because the other thing about Evernote that's really nice is it takes videos, it takes like PDFs, it'll take websites. You know, like I'm in my browser, for example. I say, well, here's something that's really useful. I need this information for later. I have a little Evernote add-on. When I click on that, it says, okay, do you want the whole page, or do you just want the article? So it'll actually get rid of all the garbly gook on the side, and it just gets the content, and then saves it to a note.
Yeah.
So now I've got thousands of notes. You know, I've got. And then I just categorize them, because now you can put them in notebooks. And in notebooks, you can actually have, and you can load them into stacks.
Yeah.
So now they're like an organized structure that I've got, you know, notes for everything in there.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, you know, you're in the type of technology where you can move around.
Yeah.
My technology, I'm stuck in a chair all day. And it actually gets kind of, I get jealous of guys that get to run out in the nice weather and run a little bit, you know. I was working on an amplifier yesterday that a guy brought in, and it was a dinosaur.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this thing has been around. It's a guitar amp that's been around probably for 100 years. So he brought this old thing in, but it was solid state, but it was at the beginning of solid state.
Oh.
So all the solder tracings and everything were all done by a solder tool. It wasn't tracings that are done by a computer now, that you can see them laid out like a little roadmap on there. Mm-hmm. So it was the old style. Well, anyways, I'm going through there, And on those, you don't, you know, the schematics were really sketchy at best. You just got what the basic design of what was happening with this thing. And I pulled up a schematic and I'm looking, he had no audio whatsoever. And I'm going through there, and the MOSFETs that run this thing were old-styled, alien-looking little monsters with three legs that stick up, and you can't find those anymore anywhere. But one was blown. So I'm thinking, what do I do? And then I remembered, man, I tore one of these old amps apart years ago that somebody was recycling, and I kept all those pieces out of there just in case I ever saw an old device. Went into that drawer, found the exact one I needed, popped that baby in there, and he's got a working amp. But I'm telling you, having technology, old technology, sometimes you got to create a way to get it up to new.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you're going to have to buy another machine because you can't facilitate repairing
right.
it anymore.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with phones. We were talking about this technology you have now that you can actually track your daily workings. I get guys that come in still with a flip phone, and they're mm-hmm. going, look, this thing got broken, and I can't find the battery got bad, and I can't find a battery. Well, no, there's nobody manufacturing those anymore. That phone's 100 years old. You know, at some point, you have to upgrade, or you're just like an old Model T Ford.
Yep.
You're out looking for that part.
Right.
You're never going to find it. No one's going to carry it unless some guy just had one shoved in a drawer, but it won't be good by the time you put it in there. So, you know, it's kind of time to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the new technology. But I love Evernote. I do have that on mine, too, and that's a great program.
It works good. So, like I say, I've got a nice little trail for myself, but I got good articles, too, because I, like, you know, like my daughter will send me, it says, well, here's a good book for you. Like, she sent me one this week on, it was about your back. It was like the Back Sufferer's Bible.
Mm.
Huh. And it was really inexpensive on Kindle, so I downloaded the Kindle, but now it's got the picture of the spine and each bone and each little vertebrae.
Tells what it does.
And says, okay, this is what you don't want to do. This is what happens when you sit all day. You know, and it talks about the actual compression on the, but basically the whole thing was about, okay, you need to, before you really, you know, operate your back and you go into this aging process, it says you need to understand how this thing is supposed to work.
Exactly.
And so it talks about these exercises, how you make the fluid kind of go up and down your spine so that, you know, you can keep it healthy. So there's stuff that you can do because sitting is not good you know, for
believe
long periods
me,
of time for
trust
your back.
Me, I know. Yeah.
I thought I was just working on my glutes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this 1 minute timeout.
Do you remember the old?
It's that time of year again when Old Man Winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
What do you do if you really need a better vehicle, but you have bad credit? Come talk with your friends at Roman Chevrolet Buick in Independence. Roman's not only has the ability, but also the desire to get anyone approved for a vehicle. They are your one-stop shop. They'll buy your old vehicle, help you find a great ride, and now help with financing, no matter how bad your credit is. Get more details from Roman Chevrolet Buick, 2313 West Main in Independence. Roman's, with financing for everyone.
All right, we are back with Tech Talk, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936 with Charles and Charles.
Pretty soon we're going to call this geriatric.
I know it. We talk about this aging process, which, you know, just kind of overtakes you after a while. But, the stuff I'm reading right now, it's all about, okay, how do you actually, like this back issue. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have back issues, and this kind of, I like the way this gal writes, because the whole thing is about, this is the stuff that you can readily do. And when people tell you, well, this is due to aging, I said, you know, don't buy that. Here's what you could do to kind of keep yourself moving and healthy, because, you know, you have some control over your own body, a lot more than you think you do.
Yeah.
And that's how the book starts off. Said first understand how does this thing work, and that's what we kind of emphasize with the technology. You know, you got to know how this thing is supposed to work, And then you can try to fit it into your,
exactly,
you know, how you do your day-to-day routine. Just like I've got my apps that I favor and the different gadgets, and I move from, you know, because I like jumping from machine to machine if I have time to learn it. If you don't have time to learn your technology, mm-hmm, yeah, it's going to be a pain at every turn, because now you've got to learn something new, you know, when you're under duress or, you know, who knows.
And you and I are constantly on a learning basis, because even with what I do in computer, you're in computers, I'm dealing with electronics, things change on constantly, a daily basis. They have different types of technology coming out all the time. I mean, we went from the old through hole to SMD technology. Now we're going into micro SMD. It's just so minute, and you have to keep up with all this. You have to go and do study.
Yeah, it's a ride. Yeah. It's a ride. Like right now, probably one of the requests I got the most of is Sparklight sends out this message, says, well, your cable one email is not going to work after the 14th or sometime, you know, here pretty soon, so you need to move your mail off. So people are saying, well, shoot, how do I get my contacts, how do I get, you know, and I'm using Outlook, so I'm basically giving people, this is, you know, you can export this stuff out of Outlook, and now even Gmail has, you know, you got the little three little buttons off to the right when you go to settings. I guess there's 9 buttons for the Google apps. Like most people are going to Gmail.
Yeah.
You know, they're taking their stuff and going to Gmail. And then when you go to the 9 little buttons, there's a contacts in there, and you can import those. So you export it out of Outlook, and you import it
into... So it keeps your contacts level.
Keeps all your contacts. Okay, now all your contacts show up in your Gmail.
Let's go to the telephones here. Hi, good morning. You're on Tech Talk.
Yes, my cell phone has been dropping calls, and I've called my provider, and they're telling me that it's because they're doing the 5G, but this has been going on for about 7 months, and it's in all areas. It's not just in a specific. They checked my phone, said that the only thing I could do is get a booster for signal booster.
That's what they're telling everybody, but that's not necessarily all the truth. But they are dropping calls all the way around. I'm right down here at the radio station, and I dropped probably 6 calls yesterday. And the reason for that is they are doing the 5G networks. They're integrating those to the new systems. The schools right over here that are close to me as well have no internet service right now at all through AT&T.
Really?
So they're shut down, and they've been sending students home. So it's going to be something that's going to be fixed. They are trying to get this 5G up and working, and God forbid they ever get it going, but yeah.
Actually, I'm using 5G on a couple of my devices already.
But ma'am, just hold on. It's going to get better. Just be careful not to go out and spend a lot of money on a booster that you're only going to use for a short amount of time, because they are going to get this fixed.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Okay. So it's best just to...
Just wait it out.
Then?
Yep, just wait it out. Yeah, they're going to get it fixed.
Okay, they told me when it started to be about 4 to 5 months, and we're
hopefully not that long.
On up there, and we're just where we live. We get absolutely no signal, and we're just like a half a mile from the tower. So
when they get the 5G up fully, you'll have good coverage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, and we appreciate it. We appreciate everybody coming in and visiting with us here on Tech Talk. Charles Moll, where can we find you?
ITVillage.one.
At NBR Electronics, right here at KWON, right down below them.
All righty. Thank you very much, gentlemen, once again, for another great program. We'll catch you next weekend. Don't forget, we'll be at the Farm and Home Show the 26th and 27th in Coffeyville.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227.